999 to be on the show anytime. Skype us at weirdos999. Weirdos999 Skype. Skype into the show, weirdos999. That's right. You can Skype into the show. Right now. Skype into the show. Right now. Right now. Skype into the show right now. Weirdos.
Too much to drink. Maybe it's an earring. It's a tiara earring. I could be a cashier now.
Yeah. You could get a job.
I could get a job. That would be amazing.
I know, like, for most people that would be normal reality, and for you that would be like a sick fantasy.
I know, my God. A job.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
La 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 la
Yes. And you know what they say about black.
It's dark.
It's very dark.
It's very dark.
Basic. It's basically...
It's good if you spill something on yourself.
That's... I've noticed that.
No one knows for days.
Ever. They never...
When you wear black, it's more how you smell.
It's better to smell fabulous than to feel fabulous.
If you smell fabulous, people think you're fabulous, then you are fabulous, even if you have little pizza stains on your chest.
Which I generally do.
But nobody knows. I wouldn't know except you've just told me.
Oh, I've revealed my secret. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Please don't tell anyone. I'd be so horribly embarrassed.
No.
If anyone ever found out about the pizza stains...
No.
They're so evil. Sometimes...
Evil pizza stains.
They seep into my very being, and I'm stained forever.
You don't want a stain. The pizza stains are evil. You don't want those.
No.
There.
Never.
No, the kind of stain you want is not a pizza stain.
Ah.
The kind of stain you want is something like that strange sound outside. Something subtle. You think it's a fart, but it's far more...
That's a good sound.
Malevolent.
Malevolent sound.
Malevolent farting.
Farting sound.
Yet.
Sounds. Sounds of the body. The body sound.
Johnny Moran with all the happenings of Seen and Heard.
Zappa was in London for a concert at the Albert Hall. The BBC's new pop music station, Radio 1, went along to ask him how it was going.
That's a lot less hostile than I expected.
Much less hostile than I expected.
It doesn't
matter.
The lives are the same as those rows, so it doesn't make any difference if they're
all... They're all...
Paulie was still full of thoughts of the exciting, exotic rock star she'd encountered, and she went to the same concert and met Zappa again. Later, she made a bold decision to fly to New York and contact him there.
I thought when I went to see him again, maybe there might be some future in it as a relationship, but when I got there, I found he'd meantime got married, so I had to readjust my ideas. But then when he offered me the job, that was... better really in a way, because it got me a chance to go to Hollywood.
Would you say at that point you were a 60s dolly bird?
I wasn't at all. I lived at home with my mother and father, my two other sisters. My parents were very strict. I knew people in swinging London, but I really was on the...
Melty face. Yeah. That's the kind of melted face I always recognize. Poor Ian.
And then the bartender turned around and it was Iggy Pop.
Oh, Iggy. I wrote a song about Iggy. It's called Iggy Be Good.
And how does it go?
I'd like you to try and sing it with me here. Let's.
Okay.
Here it goes. It goes like this. Iggy be good, Iggy be good,
Iggy be good
to me.
Here we go.
Iggy be good, Iggy be good, Iggy be good to me. Okay, here's the verse. Oh, Iggy, don't you drool on your pants tonight. Oh, Iggy, 'cause if you do,
can't believe we pulled that one out. I haven't done that song for 600 years.
Wow!
Comes all the way from the other side. If only it were real.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Who are you? And what are you doing here? I'm scared of you. You look dangerous. I'm pretty sure. I don't think we should. I think we should be careful of you. Everybody, be careful. Don't look into its eyes. You'll turn to dust. And I can't be liable for that.
Song last year.
Oh, well, sing that again.
If only I could remember it. It's like, happy birthday, you're the one, it's your big day, and your friends are here, and something, it's sort of snarky, and then and then it all ends, and you pray that you don't forget your boyfriend's birthday after singing it for 3 days straight in New Orleans, and you wake up having a heart attack because you feel like maybe it didn't work out so well at the Fringe Festival, and about an hour into your complaining, you realize, oh my God, it's his birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday already.
And I've been singing happy birthday all weekend, and now it's inappropriate because I've been unfair. By the way, I spent all morning snarking. Happy freaking birthday.
Happy freaking birthday, loser.
And there you are, and I'm gonna have to buy lunch. And,
That's okay. My next birthday is going to be very exciting when I turn from 999 to the big 1000.
That's so exciting!
Very thrilled about it. I want to be there. Anyone who's ever been there.
Oh, good, because it would be terrible to have someone who's not, you know, in existence.
Yes.
We don't do that.
No.
Not on the 1000th birthday, no.
Right.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Wealthy,
wealthy. Why not?
No, but
tasty well. Tasty well.
One source of good taste. And one source of taste good.
Exactly. Peanut butter and chocolate.
You got your soul in my metaphysical being.
Your metaphysical beings in my soul.
They go right together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Why do you have a whole existence based on it?
I see a universe.
Butter. That's a good idea.
There we go. Covered in each thing, and you can't tell the difference. Hey, we don't serve neutrinos in this bar. And then a neutrino walks in. I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket, a bell that rings, and things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl who fits into my world.
I'll give you anything, everything if you want things.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've got a cloak, it's a bit of a joke. She tear up the bag, it's red and black. Had it for months. I think you could look good.
You're the kind of girl that fits into my world.
I'll give you anything.
Anything?
Everything if you want thing. I've got a mouse. Kai's got a house. I don't know why. I call it a child. He's getting very old. Good mouse. Finally, I've got a really good musical tune. Some words, some children. Most of them are the clockwork. Hey, why don't we go to the other room and make them work? You ready? Here we go. They're working there.
Oh, good. What happens if I go closer? Does that help?
Very helpful.
Would it be helpful?
I didn't realize how loud everything was. Wow. I'm so glad all those clockwork things are working now.
Music. I'm playing a metaphysical instrument.
Music.
Play it.
Music.
Music.
It's quite an
music. Music.
I look a little like Debbie Harry.
Just a little bit. You're talking like Suzanne Barge.
Is that how she speaks?
Yeah, she talks
oh,
like
I had Harry. No idea that she sounded like that.
Oh,
I'm doing an imitation of my friend, doing an imitation of German people.
Yeah, you know, it's like that. I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It was a really... You're probably the only, sentient being we've had on the show. Everyone else we've had on the show was really, not self-aware. They were like automatons.
Okay.
So I'd like to thank you for being the first actual human being to appear on the show. It's a miracle.
Woohoo!
Thank you. And for the rest of you, if you want to appear on the show, don't forget, you can Skype Weirdos999 and be on the show right now. Why aren't you Skyping? They're not on the show yet. So, thanks to our special guest. We'll see you next week on Weirdos TV.